All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Battle of Never. Shit.
I'm not actually inside a women's prison at the moment.
The horniest just went up to like 11.
Good afternoon.
I would say a big fuck you to Nick.
Tyler Yaremchuk must go to Cinco de Mayo.
Ty, why won't you kiss me?
Better late than never with bagged milk. Better late than never with bagged milk.
It's better late than never.
Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Fight me if you don't agree.
Long live Arby's. I'm just reading about the Phoenix Salt Lady, well, Salt Lady, Salt Lake City Coyotes. We'll get to that in a sec. Is the Coyotes' time in the desert finally coming to an end? This and more on the upcoming episode of Better Late Than Never. Huzzah! So stupid. Welcome. Wednesday, the audio department.ca. Title sponsor, have been since day one, since Jump Spree. Go book some studio time. The audio department.ca. You can book right there. They provide a safe space for artists and musicians to collaborate through sound and story. I'm an artist, as you know. Welcome to the show, everybody. Welcome to the show. Last week, you know, I'm going to start this off. Like, I talked about it being my birthday last week. Well, our boy Meat Watcher checked in for the first time in a while. I miss Meat Watcher. Sometimes the Meat Watcher disappears on me. Creator of Ty, Why Won't You Kiss Me, the current intro for this podcast, the cat food song, and then he made me a happy birthday song, so I felt like we could listen to it together. I'll admit, I've already listened to this. I listened to it when he sent it to me because I didn't know what it was originally. So here you go, the latest song from Meat Watcher on Better Late Than Never.
It's birthday. Happy birthday.
What the fuck's going on in this guy's head? You know what I mean? He's just like, I'm going to whip up old Bag Milk a song for his birthday, and this is what comes out. I couldn't be happier, by the way. Let's keep it going. We still got another 23 seconds. Ready? Could you believe we're only halfway through this?
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That guy's got a lot of darkness inside of him. I'm telling you. Listen, me watcher, I appreciate you as a talented artist yourself. You might want to go to theaudiodepartment.ca and book some studio time. But I am here to tell you as the Prince of fucking Darkness that you got some demons inside, my friend, because that was very bizarre.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was creative. I thought it was weird. It was all the things that I love.
It scared me a little bit, if I'm being honest.
Don't be scared, Big Dave. Big Dave doesn't get scared of anything.
I'm scared of Meat Watcher, though.
All right, Big Dave, relax. It's over now. Either you enjoy it or we play it again.
It's grenade.
Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Anyway, thank you, Meat Watcher. That was honestly is one of the highlights of my birthday because that just snuck into my email when I wasn't looking. It made me laugh. Give me a chuckle. Give me a little lull on my birthday. It's always a nice gift. And, you know, it's a nice way to start my 39th year. So thank you to Meat Watcher. On the not so great list from this past week, do you guys eat? Are you a sucker for potato chips like I am? I love chips. Like if there's a bag of chips, it doesn't matter if it's a full, like a family size bag, an individual bag. I'll even take a run at a Costco size bag. I am not one to quit with the chips. You've seen the Lay's commercials with Mark Messier. Once you pop, I bet you can't have just one. That's Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. But you can't have just one. And that's me. I bet you can't have just one bag is more of a reflection of my chip prowess. Now, the reason I'm telling you this is not because I want you to send me chips, though. If you want to send some to the Nation HQ office, just send it to Dogpatch. It'll get to me. I want to talk about Takis. Have you had these things? They're not new by any means, but they're new to me. So, Takis, they were on sale at the Safeway near my house. And I went and I got these sweet chili heat ones and I go, man, interesting packaging. They kind of look like they're on an acid trip, but whatever, I'm in. Takis, I like spicy stuff. I like crunchy. I like chips. These are in my wheelhouse, at least I thought. Then I bring them home, open the bag, dive in, very much enjoy the crunch. Very, very much enjoy the crunch. It is a hearty, sturdy crunch. That is what I'm looking for. Now, do I want it in cylinder shape? Not always, but I'll accept it. The crunch is excellent. The flavor on the sweet chili one was god-awful. It was terrible, and there was a lot of it on every single little tubule in there. So I wrote it off as sweet chili heat being no bueno. Appreciated the crunch. I'm going to go Takis. I'm back in. So yesterday, back at Safeway. This, mind you, this is a week or two later. Probably a week later. I see that they're on sale again. And this time I go, you know what? I'm going to go back to the Takis, but I'm only going to buy like normal flavors. So for me, big ketchup chip fan, that's a normal flavor to me. I understand a lot of you don't like it, but just this is my podcast. Follow me through. I get ketchup and I just get nacho cheese. I'm just thinking of two standards. How can you fuck it up? And let me tell you how they fucked it up. Again, that same crunch that Bagmo likes is wonderful. Everything else, however, shit. They put way too much flavor on their little cylinders. I don't like it. It's not like when you go into a bag of Doritos and you get that one chip and you go, whoa, look at this bad boy. All of them are like that, and it's too much. It's too much. I feel like Takis are for people with dead tongues or who have burned their taste buds beyond repair. That's the only thing that makes sense to me. There's too much flavor. There's too much of the actual coating, and it ruins the whole thing. Someone at Takis is listening to this, and I know they are. You reach out to Bag Milk. I'll set you straight because there's something there. The foundation is correct, but the execution is poor. As a result, Takis now in my no-fly zone. They're on the banned list for the snacks. So if you bring me Takis, I don't want them. I know that there's too much flavor. Regardless of the flavor, there's too much on it. There's too much. I will appreciate the crunch. If it's a flavor I haven't tried, I may even try one. But what I will tell you is I will never again buy Takis. What I did buy, though, this past week, actually on the weekend, a couple weeks ago, we were talking a lot of cereal. A lot of cereal on the podcast. People were very, very motivated and passionate about the cereal talk, and I respect it. So I had a shopping list. Again, just to recap you on the shopping list, feel free to add in the voicemail. Just hit me up in the DMs, whatever you want. Corn Pops, Reese Puffs, Brown Sugar Mini Wheats, Apple Jacks, Honeycomb, Rice Krispies, Golden Grahams, Cocoa Pebbles, and Lucky Charms. Those are all back on the list. Again, I've had all of these at some point in my life. It's just been decades probably since the last time. So first up, look at the sale. I was at Walmart, wanted to get some cereal. I look, Corn Pops right there. I haven't had Corn Pops probably since, I'm going to guess, 12 years old. Need a refresher. I just turned 39. You want to hear the birthday song again? Okay. So anyway, I'm at Walmart and I'm going in and I'm going to buy some cereal and I get Corn Pops. Haven't had them forever. Take them home. Super excited. Why do they look different? Is this the same thing as Fruit Loops? When I open the first box of Fruit Loops I've had in probably 20 years and I go, why do they look different? The color isn't as vibrant. And then I found out that the coloring that they used back in the 90s is somewhat toxic or something. I don't know exactly what the story is. I'm paraphrasing. Get the fuck out of here, Kellogg's. Something about them was wrong, though, and they had to change the color. Is that the same thing with Corn Pops? Because they look different than my memory remembers them. They taste the same. That was good. That was important. But the look, they're another one of those cereals, though. They'll cut the top of your mouth if you let them. You got to approach carefully how you tackle a bowl of Corn Pops. So anyway, I wanted to readjust my cereal list, and please, please join in with me. I'd love to know. I would love to know. I slotted them in right behind, what do we got here? Why is Twitter blocking all of my content right now? It says the post author flagged this post as showing sensitive content. No, I didn't. It's a bowl of Corn Pops. The fuck is wrong with Elon? Man, he is ruining Twitter. If you think about Twitter 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, it was so much fun. It is a clusterfuck of awful now, and I hate it. I'm still shadow banned on Twitter, and I have no idea why. Trying to find my posts, if you don't already follow me, very, very difficult, and I don't know what I did. There's no one you can reach out to. What am I going to tweet at Elon? Be like, why am I shadow banned on Twitter? I didn't even do anything. I guess the only thing I can think of is I bought Twitter Blue when it first came out, and you can get verification, and I said there's no difference in my interaction or engagement levels at all. Paid, unpaid. So I don't pay for it. Now I'm shadow banned? Is that what it is? Anyway, I'm slotting Corn Pops in behind Fruit Loops. So we got Cinnamon Toast Crunch currently as the GOAT. Number two, Fruit Loops. Number three is now Corn Pops. Four is Sugar Crisp. And five is Captain Crunch. So those are revisiting childhood cereals. Revisiting childhood cereals. Because somebody has to do this. And it's going to be me. So I'm going to update that list there. So now Corn Pops is in at three behind Fruit Loops. I feel like that's acceptable. Fruit Loops to me, better. What do you think of the top five here, everybody? Again, we've got Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They are the GOAT. They are number one. And I think a lot of people would probably agree with that. Number two, Fruit Loops, classic. Number three is now Corn Pops kicking Sugar Crisp out of the top three. And then Captain Crunch is at number five. I think that's a pretty good list. So again, next time I got to get Reese Puffs, Brown Sugar Mini Wheats, Apple Jacks, Honeycomb, Rice Krispies, Golden Grahams, Cocoa Pebbles, Lucky Charms. Any of those are next up on the list. Corn Pops have been slotted, have been reviewed. There's cereals I'm missing that I probably haven't tried in quite some time. Let me know. I got to build out the list. I got to eat, people. I got to eat. You know? I got to eat. Lastly, before we get to the news, I want to give a shout out to all of you, because last week on the show, I said I was going to do another hoodie giveaway, and you guys came through again. I just said, I want some reviews. Help me with the algorithm. So to clarify, because some of you had some really good questions, it doesn't really matter where or how you review the podcast, whatever platform you're on, giving it the interaction and give me a 5 stars. If you feel like I'm worth it, helps overall. I know on Spotify, you can kind of comment in shows. I think I've heard that. That also helps. Just engagement on the show really, really helps. So send me screenshots of that. I will enter you in draws. I'll do another one here coming up quickly. So I've got three. So there's three new flavors of BLTN hoodie. I mean, it's the same hoodie, but in three colors. Currently, I'm wearing the white one right now. Looks very sharp. The reason I'm wearing the white one comfortably as I'm recording right now is because I'm not eating or drinking or doing anything that could make me mess it up. Won't eat pasta. Very few foods I will actually eat with this hoodie on. I am a sloppy person, so a white hoodie is no bueno, but today I'm rocking it. Today I feel good, and you will feel good in it as well. So going into the randomizer, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 new reviews. Those came in via Twitter. They came in via Instagram. They came in via the email. I'm going to press the little spinner button to see who picks the first or who wins the first hoodie. And I guess you guys can't hear the sound on this little randomizer. So I'm going to click this one. The first winner of the Better Late Than Never hoodie draw is Oil and Blue in My Veins. Oil and Blue in My Veins. You slid into my Twitter DMs. You gave me a review there. I don't know your real name. Oil and Blue in My Veins. Email me, or actually just DM me. Whenever you listen to this, you won one of the hoodies. Oil and Blue in My Veins is one of the winners. And I got to mark this down so I remember. Where are you now? That is a winner right there. Next up, we're going to press spinny, spinny, spin one more time. And we're going to see who wins hoodie number two. Are you ready? Let's go. Electronic Jordan. Electronic Jordan, you are up. You submitted the review via my Twitter DMs. Electronic Jordan, congratulations. You are the second hoodie winner. Thank you. Thank you to the audience for applauding the winners. This is very, very exciting. Ooh, I've got two drums. What is this one? I don't know if I like that as a standard drum roll. What's this one? Nah, I don't think I like that. All right. So we got another hoodie to give away here. Some of the usual suspects in here. We got Andy in the draw still. Chris Palmer's in the draw. Jake Harledge is in the draw. McMullet is in the draw. Ryan is in the draw. Devin is in the draw. And we got Eve is in the draw. Eve, are you the guy from the mailbag? Do you send me questions for the mailbag all the time? Anyway, let's get to the third and final winner. I'm going to press the little randomizer. Circle. Hey. There we go. There we go. If you're wondering which one I'm using, it is wheelofnames.com. Wheelofnames.com. So the third and final hoodie giveaway of the week is Ryan Scott. Ryan Scott. You submitted the review to me via Instagram. You slid into my DMs on Instagram, sent me a screenshot. You are the third winner of the BLTN hoodie giveaway for this episode. Now, the rest of you that did not win, just hang on to those reviews, okay? We're going to do another one. Give me a couple of weeks. I'm never going to financially recover from these giveaways. Just kidding. I'll be fine. Give me a couple of weeks. We're going to do another one. Okay. So just hang on to your reviews. I'm going to put you back in the draw. You guys did submit the reviews. You did what I asked. So you're going to be back in for the next round. All right. Oil and Blue in My Veins, Electronic Jordan and Ryan Scott. Hook me up with a DM as soon as you get this. I would love to hear from you, and I would love to get you a fresh, a Better Late Than Never hoodie. But until then, let's get to the news. Is brought to you by Star Mechanical. Star Mechanical is one of Edmonton's biggest locally owned and operated plumbing and heating businesses. They have been working within the community for over 20 years, and many of the homes built in Edmonton over the last two decades have had their plumbing and heating systems installed by Star Mechanical. They offer 24/7 emergency services. Visit them at starmechanical.ca and let them help you keep your home running smoothly. The thing that we got to start with, the only thing that really matters, is currently Connor McDavid is listed as day-to-day. He did skate today. It is Wednesday. Oilers play the Golden Knights in 2 hours from right now. Well, 2 hours and 15, 20 minutes, depending when the puck actually drops relative to the broadcast. Broadcast starts 2 hours from now. We're going to start with that against Calgary late in the game. He kind of fell, got hurt. We were all trying to pinpoint that last shift that he picked, and he just got some kind of lower body injury. Chris Knobloch today after practice said he was going to consult Connor, see how he was doing. Jason Gregor, though, says McDavid will not play tonight. We'll see what happens, but I'm going to go ahead and buy Gregor's news on that one, that they're probably going to keep it safer than sorry with Connor. For me, the playoff spot is already clinched. Now we need home ice. The Oilers, if they win tonight against Vegas, they clinch home ice for the first round. So essentially we only need 2 points to clinch home ice in the first round. Take your time with Connor. Take your time. We don't need to rush him back. We need him to be as good as he possibly can by the time the playoffs roll around. Got it? That's the way I think about it. So I'm guessing, you know, based on the way Knobloch's talking, it's like, oh, there's going to be a game time decision. We might talk about Connor. We might talk about, we might talk to Connor and see if he feels good enough to play. And then blah, 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 blah. He's doing that thing. You know, we have the playoff spot. Be patient. Lock Connor McDavid in his hyperbaric chamber in his house for the next 36 hours or whatever. Like, if the Oilers win tonight, I don't care if Connor plays on Saturday against Vancouver or Friday against whoever they are. That's kind of where I'm looking at this is bigger picture. Yes, I want him to get that one assist. He's currently stuck on 99 on the season. He's going to be one of four players ever to do it when he gets that extra assist. Of course, I want him to get that. But what I care more about than that record or being a part of that group, I guess, is having success in the playoffs. I think the team and probably Connor would care about that more as well. Just be patient, man. So today I'm looking at the schedule. They got the Golden Knights tonight. They've got the Coyotes on Friday and they got Vancouver on Saturday. They've got the San Jose Sharks on Monday. All of those are at Rogers Place. All those are at home. I don't care if Connor plays any of those. Maybe San Jose. Let him get that assist on Monday against San Jose or on Wednesday in Arizona against the Coyotes. Let him get it there. But for the most part, I really don't care if he's playing or not. And the reason I say that is I'd rather him be healthy, right? I think that's better for all of us if we just let him be healthy, you know? We'll see what happens, though. I also wouldn't be surprised to see him right back in the lineup on Friday against the Coyotes. I wouldn't be surprised at all. It is one of those things where it's like, well, we'll see, right? We'll see what happens, but ultimately, my heart went a pitter-patter as soon as I saw this news, and it was one of those ones where you never want to see anybody get hurt on the team, especially McDavid. Day-to-day, we can manage this, people, even though we are overreacting. Come on. We can do this. We can do it. Continuing on with the Star Mechanical News Hour. The other big story everybody's talking about is the Evander Kane-Corey Perry disagreement from the bench on Saturday against the Flames. Here's my take on it. I saw it. I saw the video and I go, well, there's Kane arguing with somebody on the bench again. I don't really get too rattled by it. I think that one of the bigger, there's a couple things. First thing that stuck out is, oh, wow, it happened again, this time with Corey Perry. Okay. Two, how uncomfortable some people are with two dudes yelling at each other on the bench. I've played beer league games where people have yelled at each other more than that on the bench. I've had arguments with my personal, like my best friends on earth, where we've yelled at each other more aggressively than that about all kinds of things. The joke I used a little while ago was why Brad Pitt is most handsome in Troy over any other movies. We've yelled at each other about that exact topic a few times, I should add. It's one of those ones where it just doesn't go away. You could do it with Leonardo DiCaprio too. Where is he most handsome? Do you like cutesy Leo and like Romeo and Juliet days? He's very young there. Titanic, that is probably like peak Leo. What about an older Leo, right? Blood Diamond Leo. He's a little bit, you know, rugged. He's got that South African accent. He's handsome, my bro. Anyway, the point I'm getting at is sometimes people yell at each other and I don't find it as uncomfortable as others do. I mean, I'm even thinking about Nation HQ. It hasn't happened in a long, long time, but back in the day, there were instances where we would yell at each other quite frequently when we were a much smaller company and we had a lot of stuff to do with not very many people to do it. I just think that we're kind of blowing it out of proportion a little bit. When Corey Perry the next day was asked about it, I guess a couple days later, he was asked about it and I quote, Corey Perry said, "Brothers fight. It's just trying to bring out the best in everybody. It's not uncommon. You come in here, you probably see it a little bit more, but the cameras caught it and we moved on. We talked about it, we apologized, and that's it. That's what makes a team work. That's how you win. You hold everybody accountable. You push everybody's buttons. You do whatever you have to do to get the best out of everybody." I agree with that. Why are we so soft sometimes? Now, again, On the flip side, there could be more to the story, of course. I'm going to read to you Elliot Friedman's speculation on the exact same topic. But just at first glance, I have no problem with it. Knowing that this has happened a couple of times, like the last time was with Drysdale and Kane on the bench, we're getting into that high-pressure time, though. I still don't think it's as huge of a deal as some people do. I don't think it's a major, major thing, but what do I know? Especially when a guy like Elliot Friedman on 32 Thoughts says, and I quote, remember, he's speculating here. He's speculating here, so that's important to say before I read this, but I quote, my theory is that the Oilers know if they're going to be successful in the playoffs, they need Evander Kane. And they don't just need him to be moderately engaged. They need a big pain in the ass of Evander Kane. They need top four checker in the league of Evander Kane. And I think they've just decided that they're going to ride him until he gets there. It's going to be tough love, and it's not going to be the coach who's going to do it. It's going to be the players who are going to do it. And they're saying, if we want to win the Stanley Cup this year, we need great Evander Kane, and we are taking the responsibility of making sure he gets there. Because one thing about what Kevin Bieksa said is that Perry doesn't do that a lot. So my theory, and I've got a lot of theories, keyword here is theory. This is Bag Milk chiming in again. Keyword is theory. So my theory, and I've got a lot of theories, but my theory is McDavid and Drysdale have gone to Perry and said, we need your help with this because you, in addition to us, you have all the gravitas as a veteran player to go to him. It's not even that crazy of a theory. Connor and Leon, best players on the team, arguably two of the best players in the league. Not arguably, factual. They go to Corey Perry. They listen, Corey, you have 1,300 plus games under your belt. You have a Stanley Cup. You have a Hart Trophy. You've won basically everything there is to win in hockey. Can you help us with this? Is that weird? Are you ever at your job and say, hey, can I help? Can you help me with this different thing? And if they're all trying to get the best out of Kane and they're all kind of like tag teaming him, like, bro, you are so good when you're on top of your game. We need you. What'd the problem be? What'd the problem be? I don't know. I'm just thinking. Just thinking. It's an interesting situation anyway. I don't know. I just feel like we're really blowing this out of proportion. I just think that it's probably not as big of a deal as we maybe think it is. But then again, I'm not in the room. What do I know? I'm just guessing. I'm an idiot recording a podcast in my studio, in my house. What are you going to do? Right? What are you going to do? I do want to end off on some positive news, though. A couple of positive things. I want to give a shout out to my boy, Ryan Nugent Hopkins. He had a big night against the Calgary Flames and he needed one. You know, it was one of those ones where I know he scored an empty netter and nobody gives you love for scoring in an empty net, but he really needed to get some points. He really needed to have a big game and he went out there and he did it. And I think that having Nuge pick up 3 points, a goal, 2 assists, livening up the power play a little bit, that's good. Having him heat up down the stretch, very, very good. Just like Drysdale heating up down the stretch, big, big story for Edmonton. If Kane can get lit up down the stretch and going and engaged, as Elliot Friedman said, if he can be top four checker in the league of Evander Kane, that is a big story. Ryan Nugent Hopkins having some scoring touch and a little bit of confidence back in his stick, huge, man. That would be huge. And I was just happy to see him get rewarded with 3 points on Saturday. You know, I think that was a really, really good result for him. And against a team like the Flames, you love to see it. You love to see it, so I want to give a little bit of a applause to Ryan Nugent Hopkins. All right, that's enough. Lastly, I'm going to wrap up the news. Oh, actually, I got two more things in the Star Mechanical News Hour. A couple of things. The NHL player poll results were released. These are always kind of fun to kind of see, you know, who do the players think is the best players, the best stick handler? Like, who do you want as your goalie? So I'll just whip through the results really quickly. There's a bunch of Connor McDavid and some Oilers angles in here, so first question, you need to win one game. Who's your goalie? Andre Vasilevsky wins. You need to win one game. Which forward do you want on your team? Connor McDavid, 48% of the vote. Next up, Sidney Crosby. Love to see that for Connor. You need to win one game. Who's the defenseman you want on your team? Cale Makar ran away with that one. Not even close on the defenseman. Who is the best stick handler in the league? Connor McDavid won this, 35.53% of the vote. I was actually surprised by that. I see like Patrick Kane got second place at 20.89% of the vote. to me, when I think of a stick handler, I think more of a guy like Evander Kane, whereas Connor's got the hands and the wheels, but the hands, Patrick Kane is that guy for me. So I was a little bit surprised by that one, but of course, Connor's a stud. Who's the most complete hockey player? Sidney Crosby gets that. Connor was 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth place with 7.8% of the vote. Moving along. This one is very funny to me. Which player do you least enjoy playing against but would love to have on your team? Number one was actually Brad Marchand, and I love that. Number two was Connor McDavid at 17.48% of the vote. Brad Marchand is so annoying, and he has been forever. Forever. Who is the best breakout passer in the league? Kale McCarr got that. Quinn Hughes, Adam Fox, all D-men there. Who is the best playmaker? Nikita Kucherov got the award for that one, 28.47%. Connor McDavid, second place, 20.9%. Leon Draisaitl, 8.96%, was in third place for that one. Which player is the most difficult player to face in their own zone? Victor Hedman was number one, 20%. Connor McDavid, second, 9.45%. So Connor's all over this thing is essentially what I'm getting to. You need a face-off. You know I love face-offs. You know I love face-offs. Ryan O'Reilly wins at 14.49%. Sid, number two. Which player has the best style? David Pastrnak won that, 15.02%. William Nylander, second. No Oilers in this one. Which PWHL player do you enjoy watching the most? Marie-Philippe Poulin got that one. Hillary Knight, number two. Sarah Nurse, number three. Which arena is toughest to play against as a visiting team? T-Mobile Arena in Vegas gets the number one at 31.36% of the vote. Vegas can be tough. Like, they crank up the tunes to 1,000. Vegas is good on home ice. There's a lot of reasons to believe that. So number two was in Carolina, TD Gardens in Boston, Denver, and then Montreal was the fifth. Which NHL arena has the best ice? The Bell Center in Montreal got first place with 34% of the vote. Rogers Place in Edmonton, second place with 14.52%. So the guys love some Rogers Place ice, as well as the Bell Center. So a couple of Oilers angles in there from the NHL player results. Always love to see those. They're just kind of fun. Lastly, to wrap up the news for Star Mechanical, breaking news, and I quote, this is from my boy Frank Saravalli, breaking news, sources tell Daily Faceoff, the NHL, the Arizona Coyotes, and Smith Entertainment Group have made significant progress on the framework of an agreement to relocate the Coyotes to Salt Lake City in Utah. NHL memo updated the governors today. This is not done. There are many layers involved in here. There's much work to do. Looks like the Coyotes are finally getting out of Arizona. I'm going to have more to say about that in the Righteous Sack Beating, but that's where we're going to wrap up the Star Mechanical News Hour. Star Mechanical! The services and products they install are reliable, cost-effective, and efficient. They supply and maintain all major brands like Lennox, Carrier, Goodman, Trane, and more. Their team of tradespeople are highly skilled and are accommodating for all of their customers. Visit them at starmechanical.ca. Let them help you up. Keep your home running a little bit smoother. Got it?
You're listening to Better Late Than Never. What you need to do is leave a nice little review. Like and subscribe. Next.
Kicking off a new segment here just called The Big Question. I want to welcome a new sponsor, DuraGuard Fence Limited, to the podcast. They're going to be the sponsor of this segment called The Big Question. Now, that's not a great title. I came up with this on the fly. I would like some help workshopping this, and that's where you come in. If you got a better quote-unquote title for The Big Question by DuraGuard Fence, I'd love to hear it. So today's big question for our friends at DuraGuard. If you're looking for a trusted professional fence company in Alberta that can do it all, count on DuraGuard Fence Limited. For 37 years, they've been offering manufacturing, installing, and repair services, as well as a whole range of do-it-yourself solutions. The most highly trained and experienced fence installers operating in the most modern fleet of equipment here in Alberta. DuraGuard Fence, your one-stop fence shop for over 37 years. The question today, are you ready? How nervous are you about Connor McDavid being listed as day-to-day this close to the playoffs? Personally, I'm not all that nervous about it. I think that is smart to give him some time if he's a little banged up. No problem. So this segment is all about your feedback. I'm going to ask you the question and you're going to help teach me. Nick Alberga from TheLeafsNation.com, as well as Leafs Morning Take, says, I doubt it's anything serious. Gives them a reason to load manage him down the stretch. It's a little basketball. Give Connor a couple of shifts, a couple of nights off. Kerry McGowan, owner of Trilogy Oilfield Rentals. I have installed extra high guardrails on my bridge. People do overreact. People do be overreacting. Kerry, I'm with you. Just One Guy says, I'm not nervous at all. They are being extremely cautious. Seems to me it is basically just a rest day. Mike Destroyer of Tacos says, I'm excited to see how the rest of the guys play when or if he is out of the lineup. I'm not concerned about him missing playoff games, just concerned that he may not be up to 100% during those games. Jackie B says, not at all. He may miss a few games, but he'll be well rested and ready to go for the playoffs. Again, we're working through the big question for Duregard Fence Limited. Doug Jones says, anything involving McDavid and injury always makes me nervous. Leonard says, I'm not nervous at all. He's probably living in his hyperbaric chamber as we speak. He's getting in tip-top shape for a deep run. I respect it. Leonard, great minds, my friend. Spending time in that hyperbaric chamber. Mike D says, right now, I have zero concerns. After tonight's game, if the team can't win after playing a solid 60, then I will have some. The fact that Connor skated today is also quite comforting. If Frank still picks the Oilers tonight, then I'll have even better feelings about it. Eagles and Oilers says, not going to panic. Just hope he can rest and heal and be ready for when it counts. Wine Guy says, not nervous at all. I hear it's minor and we are resting him to be ready for the playoffs. Rusty, the reckless optimist. McDavid being healthy is more important than winning the division. That being said, I think the Oilers can win it even with Davo healing up. Tyson says, honestly, seems like it's getting blown out of proportion. At this point, our spot's clinched. Yeah, it'd be nice to jump the Canucks for the number one spot, but I think the team's main focus right now is being healthy for the playoffs. If that means Connor's got to sit for a game or so, so be it. Steven says, I'm as cool as the other side of the pillow. Oiler or orange and blue in my veins. Gary, your handle is Gary. Orange and blue in my veins. Winner of the hoodie. Is your name Gary? I'm going to call you Gary. I'd rather have Connor at 100% for the playoffs than try and play before we locked up a playoff spot. Let him rest. Nick says, no concern. Hollywood is going to pat Hughes. Ari said, why should we be nervous? The team is good enough to win without him. So not a whole lot of nerves going on. Not a whole lot of nerves going on. And I'm happy to see it. You know, I'm happy to see it. Again, this segment is just giving you another reason and another way to chime in on the podcast. My girl Kennedy says, I think he's reading all the news about him being injured with his feet kicked up. He's relaxing like, that's a shame. It's the gif of Jerry from Seinfeld knowing that he's completely fine. KJ says, Davo in the press box on LTIR. They're just seeing how it feels to have a superstar come back for the playoffs. Don't worry, Draisaitl can handle it. Duregard Fence Limited, that is the big question for this week. Got expert advice. You got free estimates. They got wholesale pricing. They got the most professional fencing crews operating the most modern fleet of equipment here in Alberta. That is my friends at Duregard Fence Limited for the big question. Welcome to the podcast.
You ever get so damn frustrated you don't even know what to say? Well, of course you do, because you're a fan of the Edmonton Oilers and you're listening to Better Late Than Never.
Yes, you are. Let's talk a little betting, shall we? For my friends at Bet99, of course, they are the number one gaming experience in Canada, according to everyone that uses them. Built by Canadians for Canadians, elevate your experience at Bet99. They've got fast payouts and smooth transactions. Also got some same game parlays, player props, flash bet markets. If you are 19 plus, can play responsibly or do not live in Ontario, Bet99 is for you. A couple of things I want to look at specifically about tonight's game, because I thought it was interesting. Connor's not playing per Jason Gregor. Yet the Oilers are still favored at a -110 on the money line. Do you like it? I like it. The Oilers are a good team, and I think that the Vegas Golden Knights are no... Listen, they're good, but I don't think we should be scared of them as some people are. I'm not. Thankfully, Vegas and the bettors, they still believe that we are the favorites in a game like this, or there's -110 on the money line. Over 6.5 total goals is +105. So essentially, if it's a 4-3 finish or a 5-2 finish or anything, any combination of that, we need 7 goals to double our money at +105. Uncle Bag Milk's putting a little sprinkle on that one. I just think that, I don't know why, I've got my gut feeling tonight we're going to see some goals. I think that Having Connor out obviously is going to lower the impact of the Oilers offense. How could it not? But I still think we're going to see some goals, and I think we're going to see some depth scoring, and I think my over 6.5 bet's going to hit. I also hedged on that because I think Oilers are going to score some goals here. I think, you know, got some guys who are starting to turn around. Nuge got a big goal. Again, empty netter, all against Calgary. So I think he's going to get another one. Evander Kane picked up two a couple of games ago. Corey Perry scored. So I think we're going to get some depth scoring tonight. I think Leon Draisaitl and Zach Hyman are going to chip in. Edmonton over 3.5 goals at +125. To get four goals or more on the night. I just think that is a great bet. I love it. I got a feeling I'm going to be winning a little bit of money, courtesy of our friends at Bet99, because I'm 19 plus, can play responsibly, and I don't live in Ontario. I want to get in on the action. I think this is the time, and I think those three bets are going to help me get there.
In the words of the Pet Shop Boys, I've got the brains. You have the looks. Listen to Better Late Than Never.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
For Trilogy Oilfield Rentals, time for the righteous sack beating. Of course, Trilogy Oilfield Rentals are an established provider of tools and expertise across multiple oilfield disciplines, specializing in rentals, pipe recovery, abandonments, and completions. Currently, they maintain full-time operating units in Weyburn, Provost, and Kindersley. And of course, you want to know what kind of tools they have, and I want to tell you. Right? Of course. You ready? I'm going to push this button because I'm excited about it.
Rental tools, fishing tools, coil tools, drilling tools, mills and bits, completion tools, any tool for any job. TrilogyRentals.ca.
What's annoying me this week? Well, the Arizona Coyotes, soon to be the Salt Lake City Soakers. Waz cut that. Oh, it's me that cuts it? I'm not going to cut it. What annoys me about this is I legitimately and truly feel bad for Coyotes fans who are actually engaged with the team. All of this coming out is just a kick to the pills for a team that has have to struggle with this shit for what? When did Jim Balsillie try to buy that fucking team? Like, I feel like that's 10 years ago at this point. Was it 10 years ago? Hang on, I'm going to Google. I should have been prepared. Jim Balsillie buys Coyotes. What year was that? 2009. Fuck, man, that was 15 years ago. 15 years since Jim Balsillie tried to buy the Coyotes in bankruptcy court. For almost two decades, Coyotes fans have been sitting there struggling, trying to watch this team. And listen, I know the joke is that they have no fans. I get it, but I know that's not true. I was in Arizona. We went to the Nation Vacation down at Mullet Arena back in February. And I can tell you there was, despite the fact that it was 70% Oilers fans in there, there were Coyotes fans sitting in there cheering despite the fact that they were getting stomped. There are people that legitimately care about this team, and I feel so bad for them that they have to watch all of this crap go down. For 15 years, it's been 15 years since the BlackBerry guy tried to buy them in bankruptcy court. 15 years they've been getting dicked around. They're moving around arenas, they go to this arena, and they just can't pull it together. That's the franchise's fault. That's not the fans' fault. And what annoys me is just they've had to ride it out. So part of me almost feels relief for Coyotes fans that they're going to be able to finally get through this and just have closure and just know that this team is leaving and they don't have to think about it anymore. But on the flip side, there are people that legitimately care about the Arizona Coyotes, and I feel bad for them that their team is going to be leaving ASAP Rocky. I don't know how many games. Let me see here. Arizona Coyotes. I'm curious just how many games they have left at home. Because if this is indeed the end, and Frank doesn't put out this kind of stuff, you know, without having his shit together, I just feel bad for them. So I'm looking at the schedule. I'm waiting for this to load. Hang on here. Home. So they've got they've got one home game left on the season. The 17th against the Oilers. They've got one home game left. And chances are that may be the last home game anybody gets to go see. And I feel bad for Coyotes fans about that. That sucks, man. For the last almost two decades, you've just been watching this circus spin round and round and round. Are they going to go? Are they going to stay? Are we getting a new arena? No, we're not going to get a new arena. Are the new arenas going to go over there? No, it's not going to go over there. Oh, now we're out in Glendale and it's a fucking 50-minute drive away from Phoenix. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to go watch the team play out there. Oh, now we're moving to Mullet Arena. It's a tiny little barn built for college kids, and that's where we're watching NHL games. What annoys me this week, I guess, is just I feel bad for the fans of the Coyotes, and I know that they're the butt of the jokes, and Lord knows I've made plenty of them over the years as well. I just feel bad for them. And what makes me annoyed about the whole situation is that the NHL let this drag on this long and let those people that legitimately care about this team get dragged along like two balls fucking scratching it up on the highway. Think about it. It's a terrible metaphor. But the point is the same. Arizona Coyotes fans, I know you're taking a lot of shit today. And you have for almost two decades. I just feel bad for you today. And to the NHL for allowing this to happen, you get the right to sack beating this week.
You want to see a man, boy? I'll show you a man. Kick me in the jimmy.
You're listening to Better Late Than Never, the only podcast where Ryan Nugent-Hopkins comes to find out how handsome he is.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Time for the voicemail. Shout out to our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. It's time for the voicemail. Opening on May 31st, the Aerial Park is family fun all summer long. Attractions include the Aerial Tower, White Mud Creek Mining Company, Target Golf, and the all-new mini golf. Creekside Eats will be open for snacks and refreshments. If you want to do a little camping, opening on May 15th, rainbow-valley.com. I checked and the online booking is open. It's Edmonton's only campground. Get out in the wilderness, I say. If you listen to Oilers Nation Radio, you know how badly I'm trying to convince the boys. I don't think, again, I'm asking Tyler to hang out with me outside of a work setting. We know it's never going to happen, but I think I might be able to convince the other boys. Do a little camping, do a little golfing, do a little aerial parking. Come on, that is a great weekend. That is a great, great weekend. We've got a whole bunch of voicemails to get through. Let's get to it. We're going to start off with my friend Waz.
Bag Milk, going to clear some things up here about my driving habits. I've been starting to...
If you don't know what Waz is talking about, remember, he had a couple of complaints in the voicemail a few weeks back about life on the Henday, and then some of the other callers, myself included, kind of think that Waz's driving might be the problem, so I'm hoping we're going to clear some of this up. Waz, back to you.
Accused in the voicemail that I'm the problem. It's not true. First of all, I understand that the left lane is for faster traffic. I don't know why that is the case, and I am someone who will drive, you know, a little bit faster in the left lane. I don't try to drive slow, and sometimes some people do, and they just don't know that. It's kind of annoying, but it's never really explicitly told that you're supposed to go faster in the left lane on that.
I mean, there's signs. Waz, if you ever see a sign that says slower traffic, keep right, you're going to know why that's for.
Hey, 10-day especially, right? So, no, I'm someone who likes to drive 105, 110 on the hen day. Sometimes 100 if I just want to chill. But, you know, if someone's riding on my ass, especially in the left lane, I'll just go into the right lane and let them go. They're clearly in a rush, and I don't want to hold anyone up. That's just me. I don't like holding people up when driving. It feels weird to me. I don't like it. So, yeah, I don't feel like I'm the problem here.
Waz, you have a very similar driving habit to my friend Tyler Ramchuk. Both left lane drivers. Unnecessary left lane driving I find to be an interesting tactic. I'm a right lane guy unless I need to be in the left lane. I leave it open. I know that faster traffic sticks left, so I'm going to move over unless need be. Just something to consider, you know? This one just is entitled Daytona 500, so your guess is as good as mine.
Hey, Big Milk. It's Dayton here. Just a quick question for you.
Do you always call yourself Daytona 500? I mean, that's a pretty cool nickname now that I know the context. Dayton, we met in Arizona, of course.
Why does the new Oilers Nation ad with Tyler Yaremchuk for the Greta party sound like a porno?
Because Tyler's
kind of into it.
I mean, because Tyler's very sexy, you know? What else can you say about it other than everything that leaves his mouth is just pure joy? We'll be like, Tyler, do an ad read. And he'll be like, check this ad read out. Something like that anyway. One Take Chad, you're up next.
Hey, BM. What's up? Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
You're not going to get this on your birthday. You'll get this next week, but I sent this to you on your birthday.
Better late than never. Bad joke? All right, back to you.
So it's your fault that you didn't hear it. It's not my fault that I didn't know today was your birthday preemptively, such that I would have sent you a message before the podcast. Anyway, happy birthday. Thanks for all that you do. Also, my best friend's birthday is today, and we just went out for that hockey match. I won't call it a hockey game because we were piss poor, terrible. That was fucking terrible. Best friends too, but you just don't know it yet. So both of my best friends' birthdays are today. Anyways, fucking terrible hockey game. My week, as I sent you a little message on Instagram, has been pretty wild so far. At some point, I gotta fill in because this is quite the landlord's story.
Yeah. So One Take Chad sent me a DM, just kind of like looped me in on some stuff he's got going on. I can't wait for you to tell the story. I know that is a horrible teaser and I don't want to do that on the podcast, but I'm very much looking forward to getting this a resolve on your situation, One Take Chad, just so I can hear about it and broadcast it publicly to everybody that listens to this podcast.
But anyways, it's been a crazy, hectic day. I am going to do a little bit of work in the shop. One day I might just tell you what I do in this shop, if you're a good boy. Anyway, happy birthday, dude. Thanks for all that you do. We fucking collectively love you.
I don't believe that to be true. I believe you do, One Take Chad. I don't know that Waz loves me all that much, to be honest. I've got a two-parter here from Nate. Two parts from Nate. What do you got to say, Nate?
Well, I am going to the Battle of Alberta in Calgary on Saturday.
Big win for you.
This may be my last voicemail because you know the Saddle Dome is crumbling.
You gotta think safety when you go into the Saddle Dome. You walk in with hard hats. You walk in with like an emergency kit. You walk in with some water. You gotta stay hydrated. Buildings falling down around you. You'd be safe out there, people.
So if the roof does fall on me and you don't hear a voicemail from me ever again, this is the last one. So wish me luck.
Thankfully, we got a part two, Nate, so I know you're okay.
I'm going to be sitting in the nosebleeds. I got to bring my tissue box for my bloody nose I'm going to get from the roof of the Saddle Dome seats that I paid probably way too much for. But it is what it is. It's a Battle of Alberta. Those are always entertaining. So this is my last voicemail because of the Saddle Dome roof crumbling on my head. Then this is farewell.
Well, there's a part two. So, Nate, we know that number one, we know now with hindsight that the Oilers won. And since there's a part two to your voicemail, we know that you're alive. So, Nate, let's check in with you probably after the game. Maybe we'll see.
A couple weeks ago, Waz was talking about how he got passed by a huge truck on a one-way highway or one-lane highway. That actually happened to me the other day. And the speed limit is on that highway is 100. And I was going like 120, which honestly was probably shouldn't have been going 120, but it is what it is. And this guy had to literally pass me, this huge ass truck, and I was already going 120. Like, I'm going 20 over. This guy had to like pass me, and I'm like, holy, I was already going 120. Like, it makes no sense why these people, like, I know, I don't know his situation. Maybe he had an emergency. Maybe he had to run home. And I don't know. Maybe, why do I know why he had to go 140 on the highway and pass me? Like, got no idea. But, like, how am I supposed to know? It's just a joke.
I don't know.
People do that.
In my 39 years of life, so I've been driving now. Let me do some math. 39 minus 16 is 23. You dang that over. There's no carryover there. So, yep. 23 years I've been driving. What I've learned is that we're all assholes. We're all assholes. And expecting to understand why other people do varying things on the road, it's just a fool's game. You'll never win. You'll never win. Nate, my advice to you is just kind of radical acceptance sometimes when you're on the road. People are just going to be people, and you're not going to understand it. Nick, you're up.
Yo, Big Monk. Last week in the voicemail, Waz asked why I didn't include him in the nation staff members at your Remchuk's wedding.
Tyler's not getting married until next summer, I believe. I might be screwing that date up, but we've got a whole year of this coming, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, Waz, there's a very simple explanation for that. I've seen videos of you in public, and I've seen videos, interviews done with you. I'm not sure you are human. Like, I think Waz,
what?
With all due respect, Waz seems like someone who was created in a lab by like aliens or by an AI or something.
Don't worry about where I created. Don't worry about where Waz was created. Satan had nothing to do with his creation. Waz is a beautiful flower. We must take care of him and water him diligently. How dare you? Satan's creation of Waz is perfect. Damn it, Nick.
And they learned about humanity was from TikTok. And they put that in a little computer chip and they put it in this alien. Hmm. And this alien came down to Earth, found Waz, and then took his skin off and wore it like the alien in Men in Black. You know, where the bug takes Vincent D'Onofrio's skin and wears it?
Yes.
And that's the guy you have working at Oilers Nation. So I'm not sure Waz is human. As such, I don't consider him a Nation employee. If you could get me a genetic test to confirm Waz is human, I would say Waz will be invited to your Remchuk's wedding. But until there's a genetic test, I'm going to assume Waz is an alien and as such is not eligible for wedding invites determined by me.
Well, there you have it. Nick is questioning whether or not Waz is real. And as somebody who gets to interact and see Waz whenever I like, I'm going to disagree with you. Nick, Waz is fantastic what he does. And maybe, here's what I'm thinking. Maybe Waz is just so good at what he does that it's convincing you, the viewer, that he could not be human because he's dialed in. What do you think about that, Nick? What do you think about that?
Mate, I've got a bit of a question.
Sure.
If you don't mind.
Of course.
And look, it'd be funnier if you answered it on the podcast.
All right.
But it'd probably like lose the effect. But anyway, fucking listen to Real Life Today. You know that, what's his name? Christopher something, like Charmander, I don't know, Salamander, mm-hmm. Who's on there like a couple of times every 5 years.
Every now and then.
And he's talking about, you know, I hope everyone's doing their spring maintenance and, you know, all that crap, like getting ready. Now it's warm again, you got to do this shit. And then next year when it's cold, you got to do this shit. I thought, well, mate, I got no fucking clue about that. But also, I don't really want to pay him a whole lot of money to just come and do it for me when I move to Edmonton, if I still do that. But what I wanted to know is, like, is there some sort of, like, really juicy kind of goss that you have on him that he obviously wouldn't want to get, you know, become public knowledge, that I could use to blackmail him to come around and, like, do all that shit for me for really cheap? Thanks, I'll hang up and listen. Play La Bamba, baby. Let's fucking go, Oilers.
Do I have any gossip on Christopher K. Chalmers? Not really, honestly. I mean, so I met Chalmers, I'm trying to think now, probably 4 or 5 years ago. 4 or 5, 6 years ago, as he got brought in as like a guest for the Real Life podcast. And then after he was there, I was just like, man, this guy's a fucking madman the first time I met him. And he was doing the thing that we all know that he does on Real Life. And I was just like, who is that guy? And Wanye and Jay were just kind of like, that's one of our boys. We've grown up with him. He's the best. What do you think of him as a co-host? And I go, I mean, I'm kind of into it because he's just like, he's trying to lasso a tornado sometimes. And that's the charm of Chalmers. So I think I personally haven't known him long enough to have any like childhood stories he probably doesn't want out. But what you get, what you see with Chalmers is what you get. There's no like behind the scenes, he's this and in front of the camera, he's that. There's what, he's the same guy. I couldn't say nicer things about a person. He's one of the newer friends that I've had over the last handful of years. And I just think he's great. You will never hear me ever say anything bad about Christopher K. Chalmers because I love the guy. I'm not sure that's what you were looking for there, Dukes. Not sure that's what you were looking for.
Righto. So obviously I'm still listening to fucking Real Life, but you know, thinking about Ty Ty's wedding, and I just want to, you know, put in my 2 cents because I know that when it comes to planning this wedding, the happy couple are listening to this podcast in case I have some advice for them.
Sure.
So here goes. The only venue that I would consider even thinking about getting married in, you know, inside Edmonton, was his parents' house. Don't ask me why. It's just, mate, if you've ever been there, it's just something magical about that place. It feels like where love was created. I don't know why. I don't know what that means, but fuck, just do it. Also, for, you know, if you're looking for an enophile to help you out with the drinks, fucking Google that if you want. It's not as dirty as it sounds. Danger Suede, obvious choice to help out with the wine.
Of course.
Biggest fucking wine expert I know.
He is a sommelier.
And he'll be able to find you real good ones that are also cheap. So, like, people think you're fucking spending, like, nice wine or whatever. Obviously, I'll MC the fucking reception. But also, for an extra fee, you know, if you I'm getting paid in Wendy's. So, if you slide me an extra, you know, 4-pack of nugs, I'll fake a wedding celebrant license and even perform the ceremony. So, I don't know, man.
Something to think about.
Balls in your court. Play La Bamba. Let's go.
Listen, it's something to think about. If you want Dukes to be the officiant at your wedding, like, it's not going to cost you a lot. I think he'd do a great job. Here, frankly, I think that a guy willing to do all of that work for a 4-piece nuggos from Wendy's, like, that's just good living. That's just smart business right there, as far as I'm concerned. Right? Of course. We're working through the Snow Valley Aerial Park Rainbow Valley Campground voicemail. Got another anonymous caller. Is this 3 in a row from Dukes? What say you, anonymous person?
Times change. People come and go. There's only one bumper we all need to really know about. It's you're listening to Better Late Than Never with Bagged Milk. Your ears are sexy too. There's one for the archives. Sebastian, make haste for the starboard. Trying to think of a nautical thing. Oh, bollocks. Put your ship into fucking next century.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I was just thinking that. Put your ship into next century. Ah, I love Donkey Volley.
I'm just happy to hear Donkey Volley's back to his normal antics. Last week, Donkey Volley got a little bit serious and it made Satan all sad. Satan went home and ruined his diet. Just so you know. two pints of ice cream. I was thinking about my boy Donkey Volley, all sad and saying he's just sitting there watching soap operas. Love Young and the Restless. I've got about 40 years on tape, so I just started working at the beginning and just caught up myself. So, Donkey Volley, all I'm saying is, Satan wants to chime in here and say, it's nice to hear you back in the saddle, my friend.
Hey, BM. What a game tonight against the Avalanche.
This is my guy, McMullen.
Nice, looked sharp. Great way to come back after that Dallas win. I loved it. I loved it.
It was great. Here's one thing, though. Like, they lost. They got shit pumped in Dallas, and we all know it. We saw it. We were like, bah! And then they go and win against Colorado, and it was a big game. Like, they had to win that. They had to kind of, like, put their foot down and be like, no! No more of this losing. But then they go and win 6-2, and you get a bunch of people who are like, yeah, but the Avalanche were playing on their third game four nights, and you had to travel in from another city and play on the second half of a back-to-back. So that means that the win doesn't really count, or it's not really as exciting as you think it is, stupid blogger man. And the way I look at it is, oh, a team had to travel in the NHL. They had to play a back-to-back, did they? Surely that's never happened before in league history. No one does that. And yet here I am looking at the Oilers schedule and they got 6 games in 9 days, but sure.
Let's complain about a back-to-back when they had to fly in me.
Guys are doing a watch party at Greta tomorrow night. I unfortunately will not be there because I will be in Calgary at the game. Speaking of watch parties, you guys are doing watch parties at Greta for the playoffs again this year.
Yes, we are.
I want to know what kind of interest out there do we have from the people down in Calgary. McMullen had watch parties at Greta in Calgary last year for the playoffs, and I want to know if I should do it again. Let's get a poll out there. How many people are going to show up if I do some watch parties at Greta down here in Calgary? Let's find out. Have a good night.
If you want to hook up with McMullen for some watch parties down in Calgary, let him know. Hit him up on his socials. He is on the Instas. He is on the tweet machines. Next up, anonymous caller, what say you?
Oh, hi. Can I get a BLT, please?
Which one, sorry?
The BLT.
Oh, BLT, yeah.
Yeah, can I get no mayo on that?
For sure.
And a medium frozen lemonade. And that's everything.
Okay, your total is $9.74. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, this is the best trend that I like a BLT. And let me guess that you were at, I don't know what the frozen lemonade is. Is that McDonald's or is that Tim Hortons? Either way, I love this bit. Feel free to send me your orders through the drive-thru all the time. I will listen and I will play all of those. A BLT is your classic sandwich. I'm looking for some dinner plans tonight. Got an Oilers game coming up in just over an hour. Maybe it is a BLT night at the Castle Milk. Maybe you just inspired my dinner plans. Maybe. Maybe. McMullet, what's up?
Hey, BM.
What's going on?
What a freaking win against those Calgary Flames.
Yeah.
We win the Battle of Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back games.
Yep, two big games, too.
Yeah, it's nice to get that W. That barn was insane tonight. A lot of Oilers fans in the house. Hope you guys had a good game down at Greta. I'm sure there was a lot of happy Oilers fans in that place tonight. Yeah, the boys, I thought they played all right in a back-to-back. You know, it was nothing special, but the boys worked hard and they got the W, and that's what matters. So, yeah. Hope you guys are partying it up at Greta and having a good night.
We had a great night. We raised a bunch of money for the Logan Hunter Memorial Fund. It was just a really, really good night at Greta. And a thank you to everybody who came for our last watch party of the regular season. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, we're going to have some watch parties happening at Greta for the postseason. So just keep your eye on our socials for that. We're going to go down. We're going to have a blast together. Always love getting the nation together. And it's just fun. And yeah, beating the Flames is great. Celebrating going to the playoffs while you know they're going to be golfing is also fantastic. So, as always, now and forever.
Eat shit, Calgary.
You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Bagged Milk. And here with me is my daughter, Hannah. Hello.
My name is Hannah and I like fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk?
Fizzy milk.
Good Lord.
where the fish meat.
Fifth meat?
Yes.
There's only four meats?
No, there's lamork.
No, there's only four meats. Beef, pork, chicken, lamb. There's no fifth meat.
There's a fifth meat.
We're going to get a knock on the door.
How do you know? Have you ever seen animals on Mars?
To be fair, no.
Then there could be a fifth meat.
You're listening to Better Late Than Never.
I don't know what just happened. Like, who is that child? Does that belong to Donkey Volley? Does that child talking about a fifth meat and man on Mars? I don't know what just happened there. My mind is leaking out of its skull right now. Very, very interesting revelation coming in from Donkey Volley on a Wednesday.
So I do Better Late Than Never, whatever. Hmm. Yeah. And then you come in with something funny. Because no, I'm not funny.
And I'm here with my daughter.
You're all right, steady on. You're listening to Better Late Than Never with my daughter Hannah, or Hannah, or whatever. This is when you talk.
Is it?
Oh. Well, otherwise it's going to be really difficult because, you know.
Okay. Right. So, why do we have fingertips and not toe tips if we can tiptoe and not tip finger?
Listen, why do we have fingertips and not toe tips? Is that actually your daughter, Hannah? Hannah? Did you procreate? Is that what we're doing now? We just have to accept that's a thing that happened? And I just have to swallow it on a Wednesday afternoon and not be distracted for the rest of the evening? Very confused. Shout out to Donkey Hannah. Donkey Volley Hannah? Donkey Hannah. Volley Hannah. Hannah Volley. I don't know. We're working on it.
Let's start.
Welcome back to the Better Late Than Never podcast.
Good afternoon.
I love her accent, by the way. Of course I know that they're from Northern England. If you know, of course I know that. But like, hearing a little kid with an English accent is always fun to me. I don't know why.
And
you've got to say good afternoon. That's
good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And today we have a special guest who's in many other different podcasts.
Don't say that!
We have David King! Yay!
Wow. That's fantastic. Hannah Donkey? Hannah Volley Donkey. We'll get there. Shout out to Hannah. Adorable. It's a nice little surprise. Hey, Ben, move over. We got a new kid on the podcast that we're going to be raising together.
So I'm doing the intro, buddy. Good afternoon. You're listening to Better Late Than Never with Daddy and Hannah. Now, what are you going to say?
Well, I don't have much to say.
Well, that's the end of it, then.
We have a new type of cheese that has just
a type of cheese.
Made with fizzy milk.
Fizzy milk?
And half of the fifth meat.
Hannah, we've discussed this.
Seventh meat.
No, we've discussed this. There's no fifth meat. There's no...
Whoops.
So I'm doing... We've discussed this.
Seventh meat.
No, we've discussed this. There's no fifth meat. There's no fifth meat.
Don't listen to him.
There's no fifth meat.
Don't listen.
We're going to get the authorities at the door. There's no fifth meat.
We only got the KFC guy at the door.
Oh.
Well, and then, as I was saying, we're back to Travis Newties. So we'll see you next time. That was our upload from Better Late Than Never podcast.
Yes.
See you soon, my freaky Pete.
That is... Wow. 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 That was incredible. Shout out to Hannah. Bringing the heat in the voicemail for our friends at the Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. I'm dumbfounded. I've got a handful of voicemails we're still going to get through here, but like, whew. I feel bad for Kylie and Balmer trying to follow that one up.
Stop trying to act so tough, Kylie and Balmer.
Hmm. So someone is leaving a voicemail under the name Colley and Balmer, and really it is Zol, the Will of Thousands.
We know that you're just compensating for your little dick syndrome. Oh, this guy. This guy. Now, he's accused Bag Milk of being Zol. He's accused Satan of being Zol. And now, he's accusing Kyle the Embalmer of having a tiny little penis. Well, we don't know the answer to whether or not that's true, but what we do know for sure is that Zol, the shtick is running long. We will find you. We have a very particular set of skills. We plan to use them.
Man, get the fuck out of here. You sound exactly like the Jabroni Titan main with a small penis and no gun skill to save his life.
You calling Satan a small penis, Jabroni? Let me show you my hog. Let me, you want to see it? I'm going to rub it on the microphone. What do you think of that? Satan just rubbed his schmeckle on the microphone. Do it again. Take that, Zol. Take that. Fuck you, Zol.
Bag Milk, I want to change something I said before. Was? Okay. I'm still 90% sure that you are an alien wearing human skin.
We covered this.
But I am 100% sure that you will not be invited to Tyler's life. And also, the Oilers have clinched the playoffs. Cue that. Yay!
You can have this one.
But everyone is talking about, who do you want to play in round one? Would you rather play the Kings? Would you rather play the Predators? Would you rather play the Golden Knights? Can we just shut the fuck up about who we want to play? You know how dangerous a game that is? I think I've left this exact voicemail before, but...
I just want to jump in here, Nick. Don't mind me. The perfect example of being careful about what you wish for in the playoffs is me in the bubble playoffs versus the Winnipeg Jets when the Oilers got swept. There's a tweet at Oilers Nation where I said, bring on the Jets. This is going to be the easiest round we've ever had or something like that. And then what happened? The Oilers got swept. So who do I want to face in the playoffs? Who's next? That's it. That's the only answer for me. I fear no one. And I feel like we have to have that answer as well, because I don't know what Nick's going to say. I just think about my guaranteed win over the Jets a handful of years ago. It did not go well.
I remember in the Canadian division year, I was sitting there with my old man. I'm like, you know what? Jets. Thank fuck the Oilers got Winnipeg.
Yep.
Because at the time, if you looked on paper, Winnipeg was far and away the best choice.
Mm-hmm. The Oilers had played it really, really, really well that season. They had found a way to like solve Connor Hellebuck. It was just all roads led to Winnipeg being the answer. But it just wasn't.
For who Edmonton played. Because remember that year Toronto owned Edmonton.
Yep.
And Montreal had those four defensemen, Sherratt, Edmondson, maybe it was Kulak, I don't remember, and Weber. And those defensemen just ran our show. And I was like to my old man, thank fuck we're playing Winnipeg, because they're the only team we stand a chance at beating. And guess what? We got swept. So saying who do you want to play in the first round is the dumbest thing ever. And I get you guys, it's your job to talk and it's your job to do content. But can we just please stop talking about this? Because we are going to curse ourselves.
Next thing
thanks, Bag Mouth. Go Oilers.
Next thing I want to talk about is who the Oilers should face in the first round of the playoffs. Who's your preference? Who do you all want to see? Let's go. Just kidding. Whoever. Who's next? That's all I got to say. This one is from Chad. Just Chad.
Hey, BM.
What's up?
I'm just listening to, I think it was Friday's ONR. You guys were talking about your Mount Rushmores of Oilers players that aren't like Connor and stuff.
Yeah, just your favorites.
I'm going to do my like unsung hero kind of depth guys that I loved.
Sure.
Probably not.
Before Chad gets going here, so the question on Oilers Nation Radio for Ask the Idiots was, give me your Mount Rushmore, your four all-time favorite players. They don't have to be the best players, but just the four that connected with you the most. So here goes Chad with his unsung hero Mount Rushmore.
Number one, Mark Letestu. I loved Letestu. Sure. I don't even remember why I love him. I just fucking love him. He just seems like a good dude. Worked hard, kept his mouth shut.
You used to eat mustard on the bench. Remember that?
Second, Matt Hendricks.
Of course.
Just, he seemed like a military guy.
Loved the paralyzer.
Worked his ass off. And he
took that one in the balls. Is that what you're going to say?
Took one in the pills.
Yep.
hard. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Third, Kleem. I know he's not that great this year, but fuck, I loved Kleem.
Yeah, he was fun.
Patty Maroon probably could have been my number one. I fucking wish we had him. That 2017 team, I just loved that team.
Me too.
Just a bunch of awesome guys. Now this team is my favorite, but that team was forever my favorite. And then I think I'll go with Alex Chason because he scored a bunch of goals for us. And just seemed like a good dude. Those are my five.
I knew you picked more than four. Rascal. Chad. I guess we're going to have to carve up part of the mountain now. Got to put a fifth head in there. Come on. Come on, Chad. This one's very intriguing to me. We're winding down here in the voicemail for our friends at Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. And it says Ari, but Ari with a girl? Question mark?
Okay, give your best advice for men when dealing with women.
This is a bit.
Just say something. It's,
if you fuck her good, keep her fed, and listen to her, you're good to go.
Wise words. Everyone can listen to that.
What'd she just say? That's what I thought she said. Fuck her good, keep her fed, and something. I mean, it's good advice. Although, I personally have never spoken to a human woman, so I don't know how that's going to go. But we'll see. Ari with a Girl, part two. Now I'm intrigued. Hopefully she's livened up after that first voicemail. What is this? Garbage? Okay, moving on. Next voicemail.
I really, really need help right now. I want to go to bed. She's not letting me. I'm being held here against my own will. You heard what I'm dealing with right now. Bagmill, do something.
Well, I mean, like, she gave you the three things that you got to do. I don't know who this girl is. Like, I hope she's not a relative or something. But, you know, you've got three tasks on the to-do list, and I don't know that talking to me is in any of them. Ari with a Girl, part three.
Wait, now.
I'm starting to think that Ari was not actually with a real girl. I've got my doubts. This sounds very fake. This sounds like very fake clips.
Oh, yeah, let's be honest. There is no way there was a female in that room with him. There is absolutely no way. He is waiting to press play on some kind of recording and holding the phone up to it. That's why I kind of got clusterfucked. There's no way Satan is believing Ari here at all. Sorry, Ari. There's just no way anyone's buying it.
What is it like to talk to a girl saying it must be so fun?
Well, they're great people, young quads. Big Dave, let me tell you, when you're old enough to talk to a girl, you be nice to those ladies. That's all Satan has to tell you, or else you know what happens.
What happens if I don't follow your advice, Satan? I want to know.
Satan's going to rip your head off and eat the gooey insides. Then I'm going to take your intestines and hang them around my Christmas tree. Satan loves Christmas, and he loves nothing more than organ meat hanging above the tree. It just smells nice, given that hell is nothing but eternal fire, if you know what I'm saying.
Anyway, final voicemail of the week. Let's wrap up the podcast.
Yep, that's right, you losers. She was talking about me. My arms are fucking huge. All hail Ari. I own all of you.
Ari, there's no way any of that was real. There's a 0% chance you've convinced anyone.
But the voicemail is in the books, presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Now, it is 5:30 p.m. I have an hour until puck drop. I'm going to walk my dog. I'm going to send this file to Woz. I'm going to make Frank's picks happen. And then we are going to watch the Oilers secure home ice advantage over the Vegas Golden Knights with a 4-2 win. Does that sound good? Of course it does. Of course it does. Keep chiming in on the voicemail. Again, if you want, I'd love to hear some segment ideas as well. Send them my way. I'm thinking about going to two shows a week. I might just do, like, I'm looking at the voicemail. That was 45 minutes. I might just do the voicemail as its own episode every week, but I'm trying to figure it out. So if you want that, let me know. I'd still like to hear the feedback. I don't want to do more podcasts than you guys want. So ultimately, I would appreciate the feedback. Just let me know what you're thinking. Is there more Better Late Than Never to be had? Or is one episode enough? Just let me know, all right? But until next time, where are you, Tyler?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.